Russia and Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula have signed a treaty on making Crimea part of Russia, despite Western outrage and threats of Western sanctions. Stefan Boss has more.
President Российской Федерации Владимир Владимирович Путин.
Gold-plated doors opened at a pompous ceremony in the Kremlin's St. George Hall, where Russian President Vladimir Putin walked to the stage to address both houses of Russia's parliament at what he called a historic moment for his nation. The president explained why he agrees that Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula should join Russia.
Уважаемые друзья, сегодня мы собрались по вопросу.
We are here for a historic occasion, he said, adding that Crimea's referendum on whether to become part of Russia had been held in accordance with all democratic procedures and international norms. President Putin claimed the people of Sevastopol and Crimea had turned to Russia to defend their rights and lives. We could not abandon Crimea and its citizens. That would have been treason, he said, in a fiercely patriotic speech, punctuated by standing ovations. Soon after, Putin and Crimean leaders signed a treaty on making Crimea part of Russia, declaring, "In the hearts and minds of people, Crimea has always been and remains an inseparable part of Russia." That was a reference to 1954, when then Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev gave Crimea to Ukraine, well before the breakup of the Soviet Union. Russia's parliament was expected to begin ratifying the treaty within days. The latest developments added to concerns among allies of the NATO military alliance. In Poland, which borders Ukraine, Prime Minister Donald Tusk said the annexation of Crimea by Russia cannot be accepted by the international community. British Foreign Secretary William Hague said he regrets that President Putin had chosen, in his words, the route to isolation over Crimea. And the White House announced that leaders of the G7 nations would meet next week on the margins of a nuclear security summit at The Hague in the Netherlands to discuss Ukraine. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.